I'm in the Karnali home for children, funded by the NGO Next Generation Nepal. The children playing here were victims of human traffickers. Some of them are as young as 6 years old. A number of them were just recently rescued, and all of them are living here until they can be reunited with their parents. But a small group of the older kids have chosen to return here. They want to help the younger kids, get an education, and are determined to make a change in their native villages. One of them is the 18-year-old Santosh, who recently introduced his village to a new phenomenon, a library.
When I visited my village, there are some few schools, but I found many small kids not reading. No? I took around 135 books. I thought they can learn more things by the help of library rather than the school, right? So,
what kind of books did you take?
Those books were ABCD, and some of them were related to Nepal, I mean the history of Nepal. And some of them, they were mainly of science.
And how did you buy the books? Did you have your own money for that?
That wasn't possible by my side, no. So I wrote a letter of the respected people, no. I gave it to them. They spread it to their countries. They collect the money and they send it.
How did you carry the books?
It was quite difficult. We took up to the place where the boss ended. So after that, we took two porters and they carried it up to my place.
How far did they have to walk with the books?
We walked 2 days.
That is the kind of village these boys and girls are from. Poor, remote, far away from roads, schools and opportunities. Parents are keen to send their children to the capital and entrust them on kind strangers who promise to put them in children's homes where they can enjoy a quality education. Santosh and his peers at Karnali home did not have the chance when they were young. One of the other boys, Krish, tells me about Mata Tirtha, the home both he and Santosh used to live, and how he got there.
In our district, no, there was civil war at that time, and Maoist, they usually disturbs the educational system up there. Actually, the children also were taken away, no, by Maoist, because they need some soldiers. So my father and mother decided to take me to away Kathmandu with my brothers. In Mata Tirtha, the situation was relatively not so good, because at first we were not allowed to go to school.
There are hundreds of children's homes in Nepal, where financial motives often play a bigger role than children's rights. Parents in remote villages are made to believe that their kids are better off in a home in Kathmandu, while children like Santosh and Krish are often falsely posed as orphans to attract donor money.
Biggest children, yeah. And we have like good blanket, good pillow, everything is managed. This is classrooms, this is like book. I help the children to learn.
To study.
But the Karnali home is different, because one of the residents gives me a tour while Anish, another one of the older boys, explains why he returned and chose to stay permanently in the Karnali home.
For the educational purpose, I'd like to stay here, and finally, after my study, I'd like to go back there and help there. We help the children who came from different other organizations also. They are rescued from other children home. Small children, they are afraid to sleep alone, you know. We can go there and we can sleep with them. They will be happy.
Inspired by Santosh's library, the friends are currently in the process of registering an NGO of their own.
We plan to open this SSS, which gives the meaning of like the organization to improve the society in education sector and in different fields.
Do you think if there's more education in the region where you are from, that it will be better for the children, that they can study there?
Yeah, definitely we are hoping that, you know. If we have college facility there, I would like to study there maybe from the beginning.
Though Santosh is proud of his library, he feels that it's not enough and is eager to do more.
I mean, with the help of my library, they can't get good education, because, I mean, that library is not a big process, right? I mean, no one can get youth education from that.
So it's still, and more needs to be done.
Yeah, I think more it should be done from my side as well as from other sides.
As I leave the Karnali home, Santosh is playing football in the courtyard, one of his favorite leisure time activities. For all his serious talk about the importance of education and changing society, it's good to see that he still manages to be a kid sometimes. This is Aletta André for DW in Kathmandu.